Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and why Chernobyl got everyone talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on a Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Picture this. Small businesses on eBay are
ploughing on,
boxing up goods and rolling them out,
shipping kettles,
instruments to kids,
art for walls,
treats to pets, shorts for sunny weekends,
to brighten up one British home at a time.
Thousands of small businesses on eBay are helping to keep the nation going. They are individually brilliant, stronger as one. Buy, sell, eBay.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras, okay? I'm Ronnie Karam, and that's Ben over there. Hi, baby.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing. Everybody, welcome to Below Deck Med Day. Go check out our other projects. I do the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is new tomorrow. And Ben does the Game Brain podcast, and he also does a cartoon called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. So go check that out over on YouTube. Also, we are selling face masks now. We've got a ton of them up there, a bunch of Bravo-themed face masks. So to find them, get one for yourself, your loved one, to collect some, go over to crappensmerch.com, okay?
Yeah, and let's do a shout-out to some small businesses that are being, you know, that have been affected by the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. I got one that is by, let's have it this one right here. This is from Anna, who says she wants us to shout out her mother-in-law, Becky, who is the absolute biggest Mickey Mouse lover. How about that? She has an Etsy shop called The Fanciful Mouse, where she sells incredible Mickey-inspired art and accessories like bangles that can be used to wear your keys or those keychains, magnets, signs, and a lot more. So if you love Mickey Mouse or there's someone in your family who loves Mickey Mouse, go to Etsy.com/shop/thefancifulmouse, or you can check her out on Instagram at thefancifulmouse.
And this one comes to us from Layla. Her mom is a mom of six, and she owns a gift basket business called Gifts on Wheels. It's based in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Her beautiful gift baskets include high-quality, sweet and savory treats, as well as personalized and hand-painted items suitable for any occasion. You can place these orders online at giftsonwheels.com or by telephone at 215-628-4700. Now, I know that's hard to remember, okay? 215-628-4700. Or just go to Gifts on Wheels. That's easier to remember. Okay? Do it.
Okay. Yeah, and so if you have a small business that needs a shout-out, and especially if you're a Black-owned business, go email us at watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com and put it in the subject, small business, black business, all that stuff. And that way, when we search for the shout-outs, yours will come right up.
Yeah. Okay, so today is Below Deck Mediterranean, everybody.
Yeah, wow. We had this is the big episode where we're going to find out who the new stew is. We had a lot of debates last week, a lot of debates.
Who did I guess?
You guessed Bugsy. I said Brooke.
Oh, I guessed Bugs.
Yeah, I think you guessed Bugsy.
Yeah, I guessed one of those two, one of the B names.
One of the B names.
Because I knew that by the look on Hannah's face, it was someone horrible that she didn't like. And yeah. Bugsy is the one who was,
if I were Chief Stew.
And the one that ended the season saying,
you're just bad at your job, Hannah.
But let's also not forget, because we saw it in the flashbacks. I forgot that in the beginning, Hannah and Bugsy got along. And I honestly think one of the reasons why they had such a falling out is because Adam played them against each other. Because every time, like, Bugsy would do something great, he would be like, well, always got to rely on Bugsy. Bugsy's the most reliable one. Isn't Bugsy the best? And so he was, like, getting Hannah pissed at Bugsy and also, I think, also pumping Bugsy up a little bit. So I actually, like, it still bothers me that they grew to hate each other because I feel like Adam was at the root of it.
Yeah, Adam's at the root of a lot of evil. I'll tell you that. Like, any unsolved mystery, look at Adam because that guy's a jerk. Okay?
And you know what?
That's it.
When you're feeling some Adam rage, I really just recommend looking at that clip of Adam walking into a log on Below Deck Sailing. And that's like that. Did you see that episode with
a tree branch?
There's like a heavy tree branch between two rocks, and he went running on to the island to pick up some shitty ass wildflowers for Jenna, and he just clothesline right over his forehead.
And then he got all mad that Jenna wasn't more excited with flowers. And he's like, "You're disgusting. You've had sex with people besides me. You're disgusting.
You went to Universal Studios with a guy."
What a prick that guy is. Okay, yeah. So here we go with this episode. We're still
Pete got fired. We talked about it last week, but in case you missed it, Pete got fired.
Pizza, disgusting piece of trash, and he posted some racist bullshit on his page that was disgusting and gross. And then when someone called him out on it, he was like, "What? I mean, I have sex with all races. This was just a sexual post, and I have sex with all races, so whatever, honey." Yeah. He has been canned, shit canned, which, you know, the season's already filmed, so he's still on this season. They said they're going to edit him out as much as they possibly can season. And, you know, chances are he wouldn't be back next season anyway, but still, just for the record.
Yeah, so that's something that happened, which is exciting. So, speaking of Pete, Sandy is having a meeting right now because Malia's up there with Captain Sandy, and she basically says that Pete's been calling her sweetie, and Sandy's like, "You know what? I'm pissed off about this. So, you know, we're going to have a meet. All deck hands, meet me at the bridge. Okay, meet me at the bridge. Maybe bring a pillow because there will be a nap time afterwards. Thank you."
It's like, all right, for Charter 1, I forgive everything. Hugs abound. Total nap time. But 2, guess what? You're only getting an arm around the shoulder, not getting a full hug. And bowls of cereal are half empty. All right? I'm not forgiving is what I'm saying. Now, I know it's hard having a female as your boss. I didn't like that.
Where did that come from, Sandy?
Yeah. Where did that come from? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, "There's no sweetheart, there's no sweetie, there's no dear. Okay, you wouldn't call a man sweetheart or anything like that. I'm not your friend, I'm your captain." I fucking hate that.
Yeah. And Leah's like, "Yeah, and by the way, I'm not your sweetie or sweetheart either, okay? So don't say that. Never. Here are the words that I want to hear. Tablescape, Branzino, banana,
I have your cereal.
Toast.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear your cereal bowl is full, Captain. That's what I want to hear from you, okay?"
So they all are dismissed, and Sandy's like looking, and there's some swells coming in. And then meanwhile, the guys are out on one of the decks, and Pete goes up to Rob, and he's like, "Rob, did you say sweetie?" Rob's like,
"Yeah." He's like, "Who called her sweetie? Did you do it, Rob?" And Alex is like, "You know, bro, it's about respect." And Pete goes, "Yeah, they like that, don't they?" Ew, you are fucking disgusting. Can you be fired every day?
Yeah, don't talk to us about respect while also just saying they like that, don't they? As if there's some strange critter in the zoo, you know, like, "Oh, if you want to endear yourself to the woman folk, you have to smile really big and throw bread at their face, you know?"
And Rob's like, "That was basically a meeting about Pete." Yeah. And Pete's like, "Who the fuck is calling her sweetie anyway? I mean, come on." And he's like, "I mean, calling Malia sweetie, not a good move, bro. He's just so narrow-minded."
So then Malia joins up, and Pete's like, "We were just trying to figure out who was calling Captain Sandy's sweetie." And Malia's like, "Well, you know who was calling me sweetie, right?" And he goes, "No." She goes, "You don't know." Notice how I did an emphasis on "you," as in "you don't know."
And he's like, I did. And then there's a clip of him like, yeah, I got it, sweetie. Hey, yeah, pick this up, sweetie. Hey, yeah, sweetheart. All right, sweetheart. You got it, sweetheart.
Her face is like, are we really like putting some of the boat safety in this idiot's hands right now?
Yeah.
And so then he does something that's really annoying, which is that then he sort of like changes it to, well, I guess that's just the way I was raised. I'm just a little country boy from Virginia. This is not 1913, okay, where like you lived on a farm and news didn't get to you about how the world is changing. That's by the way, I don't know if that's actually how life was like in 1913, but the point is this. You may be a little country boy from Virginia, but you still have access to the same TV shows and the same internet and the same reading and newspapers and magazines and people than everyone else in the entire country.
Yeah, this guy's such a pig. And she's like, yeah, well, girls don't like being called sweetheart. And he's like, all right, note taken, sugar tits. Come sit on daddy's lap and let him soothe you with his wank. All right, come on.
So then Rob...
I got
Rob
a safe space for you. My dick! My dick!
I'll tell you what's triggered. My seminal balls. I don't know what that means.
Seminal balls.
Seminal. I was trying to think. I thought like seminal sac. Isn't that where the sperm comes out? That's from. Anyway, testicles. So then Rob goes over to Kiko and he's like,
I have to tell you what happened. We had a meeting. I'm going to stay quiet because it kind of fucked me up a little bit. Yeah, it's actually... like when you see a pebble in the middle of the street and you say, that rocks. Get it.
They're sick of being disrespected as women, but I'm going to stay quiet. And Kiko's like, are you serious? Oh-ho-ho-y. So then Hannah and the guest, she's talking to the guests, and she's like, listen, the rain isn't coming till later, so we'll have a picnic at the church. All right. Yeah. Going to be right in front of a church.
Nothing will go wrong whatsoever. It's a perfect space for you to talk about Ace of Base. All right. So Hannah's booking that thing, and Jessica's going to be the one to set it up, and then Hannah's going to come over with food.
And we see Pete leaning on a rail outside, and he's like, you know what? Everyone just needs to do their work and stop talking about everybody. How about that? Because I'm the lead deckhand, all right? Just call me deckhand. I'm the lead deckhand. It's like, you are so disgusting. Like, what is wrong with this guy? Everything they show of this guy is just crap.
Yeah, he is just like a garbage human being.
I'm shocked that someone who calls himself the unit. I mean, the shock just continues week to week. How could someone calling themselves the unit be such a monster? I don't get it.
Seriously. So Hannah's telling Jessica like what the plan is, and Jessica gives this face like this, like it's basically like the screwy emoji face, like, and she's like, don't give me that face, Jace. I can't have that face right now, okay? Don't give me that face. I'm about to say, honey, I'm going to say, I got the H out. H-O-N.
I know, she's like the Hulk about to change when the honey face is about to come out, the honey eyes. Just like shaking, like, do not make me have honey eyes on you, honey.
She's like, I was blinded by Charter 1 because at least she wasn't spitting venom at me. But now I'm realizing... she's not very good, is she?
So they're packing the van, and Jess tells the guys, just tell me when to do something, okay? And Alex goes, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I don't even know what that means.
It's from Talladega Nights, I believe. Oh. Which, yeah. Of course, every year with these guys, it's one of those movies. It's like the guy who is like, hey, I live in a van down by the river from a couple of seasons ago.
So Kiko is like in the kitchen cooking something. He's like, fucking shit, ha ha ha, fucking bullshit, fuck this shit, ha. But he's like smiling and all happy while he's like cursing out his problems.
Yeah, he's like, in Brazil, we don't do picnic. I go into bar.
Yeah. This is my first picnic. You know, when I used to cook for Putin, he wouldn't say, let's have picnic. He would say, let's take over island of in Black Sea. And then that becomes dinner now. And it's like, okay.
So the captain sees him cooking and she's like, that's their lunch, a quiche. Like, how about you go upstairs? Is your Netflix broken? Why are you up everybody's ass all the time?
Seriously. So so now we see the deckhands and stuff hauling chairs and tables to the picnics. It's like my least favorite thing are when we have to see deckhands carrying chairs and tables or just any of the crew, because it just looks so tiring. I feel like, in fact, I'm surprised because I feel like every single season they make the crew carry heavy chairs and tables up steep hills. Like, remember last year?
Every
I think
year,
they made
yeah,
June.
That's one of the, it's part of the format, you know? Like, if yeah. anybody else makes a below deck, they're like, well, you got to do a picnic and they have to climb a lot of stairs and, like, be in pain, okay?
Yeah. Like, oh, look, there's a mountain on this island. Okay, let's have a picnic at the very top of it. Here, take these chairs.
Yeah, remember every that's the time. Episode with the Queen of Versailles when it was, oh yeah. my God, a butterfly.
June. Ooh, a butterfly.
How about you, a butterfly?
And June had to, like, bring the chairs up, and she hadn't eaten all day because June would always forget to eat, and she was just, like, sad and complaining at the top.
Oh, guys, memories. Hugs. Hugs yeah. on top of a mountain after we've just carried tables and chairs all the way up it, okay?
Yeah.
So they get to this little town, and the kid's like, Daddy, I want to touch the horse!
Yeah. I want to touch the horse. The child is Edith Bunker.
Yeah.
Archie, I want to touch the horse, Archie.
Oh, Archie.
So they go on a tour of this church, and one of the guys is like, oh, you missed the sun over there. Look at that beautiful sun. He's like, I saw the sign, and I see the sun. I'm like, only you would fucking go into a church and make it about you.
All that she wants is another sunshine. She's gone tomorrow.
All that she wants is another baby whose dad is a spirit. All that she wants is another baby. Oh, yeah. So
don't turn around because the sun is shining in this direction. Don't turn around because then you'll miss the rest of the sun.
So Jess and Malia and Pete are setting up the picnic, and it's a disaster, like the setup. And Jess is like, Pete, you're doing it wrong. And Malia goes, yeah, you had it wrong, Pete. And he's like, wow, you know what? This man, too many chiefs. All right.
Yeah, because I think apparently he got the table right initially, but then he kept tinkering, and then it started to not work. And then, like, he was tinkering so much that, like, one whole, like, half of the table just collapsed, and then all the glass fell off of it. And he's like, can't do anything right, can I? Ugh.
And Jess is like, well, you don't have to take it so personal. And Malia's like, he takes everything personally.
Yeah. So they, like, have to clean up all this glass. They put it into garbage bags. And Pete just sort of, like, throws the garbage bag behind a bush next to this church. So the guests show up, and they all sort of cram around this table because the table's also too small for all of them. But no one seems to be complaining. They seem to be okay. The only one who has any serious complaints is the child who doesn't like the quiche. She's like, I don't like any of these. I like them with meat on it. I take the green stuff out of it.
And Anna's like, all right, let's do fruit for that little fucker. All right. You hold his mouth open. I'll shove a watermelon in until he stops talking. All right.
Oh, let me just make sure I'm doing this correctly. I'll just ask the au pair, the nanny over there, to see if I'm doing... Hey, nanny, since I'm doing your job right now, do you mind making sure I'm doing it correctly? Okay, great. Love doing your job for you while I do my job, too. Enjoy your daiquiri.
So Alex and Malia are watching all this, and Alex is like, so what's up with Sensitive Pete? And she's like, oh, my God, dude, he's so sensitive. And Alex says, yeah, it's alarming. Hey, I just got shit on. Look at that. Look at that. It's got shit on my arm.
Yeah. Got shit. Yeah. So then the wind starts picking up and there's thunder. So they have to, like, go back to the boat. So Hannah takes them and the kids sing by to all the horses, stuff like that.
And Hannah's like, so we get to go back to the car now and it'll take you there, all right? He's like, you're going to hold my hand and walk me. She's like, right into a fire if I see one. All right. Hold tight, you little beast.
Maybe you should hold the hand of your nanny. Oh, wait. Unfortunately, her hands are busy taking photos of everything around her. I guess that's new on the nanny job application. Ignoring the child while you take photos of the scenery. Okay, great.
She's like, it's windy, isn't it, little boy? He's like, that's the storm. She's like, I'm going to strangle you and throw you in the trunk of the van if you don't watch it, you little beast.
You're a real genius, you little... little monster. Guess what? Yeah, that's right. It is the storm. How'd you figure that out? Was it when I said we got to go back to the bit because there's a storm coming? Oh, I said it first, child.
So Malia is taking the trash and she cuts her leg. And she's like, fucking Pete, broken glass in the trash can. Mm-hmm. And it's like glass drama music. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yeah, because basically he didn't double bag the bag. So the glass broke through and cut Malia. So they get back on the boat. And Rob's like, Malia, may I have a moment with you? She's like, sure. I'm just misunderstood.
So that's kind of annoying me right now.
She's like, well, you know that that meeting wasn't directed at you, right? Like, you know it wasn't. It's like, I know.
I was triggered by the pack mentality. You know what else has a pack mentality? Cigarettes. Because they come in packs. Ha ha.
Get it.
Ha.
She's like, we're just working on communication. I think you're very respectful towards me and Sandy. And he's like, appreciate you. Appreciate you. So then we get a shot, just a quick shot of the kid looking at pictures or something, like looking at someone's phone. He's like,
that's Papa Roy. Pretty woman. Walking down the street. Pretty woman.
Like, and it just keeps going.
She's like, Hannah's like, if I have to listen to that song one more time on this chatter, I am going to literally throw myself off the side of this boat.
So Jess and Rob and Alex are talking while they eat, and Alex is like, how was it, eh? I haven't slept all day. How was it here? And Jess is like, have you taken the Myers-Briggs test? I think you should take it. Take it.
Which is really the sexiest way to flirt with someone. Hey. I'll also, be the Myers for your Briggs.
Also, like, only dumb people say that, in my experience. None of my intelligent friends have ever been like, hey, guess what I'm posting on Facebook? The Myers-Briggs test. Okay.
Hey, I'm a real INT. Hey.
So Rob's like, well, I'm seeing someone. It's an open relationship, but there's always that thought in the back of your mind. Don't screw the crew. Don't sit where you eat. Don't stick it where you pick it. Don't lick where your stick. I'm out of things, but you
be
get
kind,
it.
Rewind.
You'll just have to have a jerk while you're at work.
Give a penny, take a penny.
Wish not, want not. All right, now I'm into mum's sayings, but you get it.
Wet floor.
Now you're just on caution signs.
Exit like, yield. Next. Yeah.
Children crossing.
Yield.
So it's pouring rain, and Pete's like, yay, Malia, you want us to cover the attic? And she's like, not yet, please. And he's like, Alex, stop. She said, don't cover it. And he's like, so she wants this furniture soaking fucking wet, huh? He's like, it's her boat, bro. Her fucking boat, bro.
I'm not here to make sense. I'm here to do what she says, which is that, like, passive-aggressive way of following orders, you know?
Yeah.
So
he's like, next she's going to want to vote, then watch the world crumble, bro.
Oh, man. Soon I won't even be able to whip it out and jerk off in a plant in front of her. God, this world.
The only people you can still be racist against is the straight white male, bro. Am I right?
What do I know? I'm just a simple country boy from Virginia. I don't know. You can't blame me for saying problematic things. I was just raised this way.
And then Alex is like, yeah, we vibed immediately, but I'm not going to talk shit about people with you just because that's what you're doing. Right?
So Sandy's in her office. She's like, hey, this is Captain Sandy calling for, well, let's just be real secret about this. Let's say, Ugly Bay. Am I right? Anyway, I need a new stew.
All right, we'll get your flight sorted and have you here by next charter. This is going to be a wonderful undermining season. Can't wait to see ya.
So then Hannah's playing with a child again, and she's like, having kids on board is basically mother training. And at the same time, they're also really dirty, putting your sticky little paws everywhere and fucking up my interior. Can you wash your child, honey?
Wash your dirty child, honey.
Pretty interior. Going away from me. Pretty interior. Full of little handprints. Pretty interior.
So in the kitchen, Malia's just watching Kiko kill a lobster. And the guy's like, can't watch, brother. Can't watch. Can't watch it.
What? And then, like, the kid just walks in. The kid stands in the doorway and just stares at Kiko murdering the lobster. He's like, It is so pretty. And they're like, don't look, child.
So then Hannah is looking for Jess. She's like, where the fuck is my suit? Girl, come on, it's past six. And she's like, I didn't even have a 45-minute break, so.
It was an hour and 10 minutes, honey.
So like, I know it's stressful, honey, but I give you a break before I get a break, and I haven't had a break, which means that pretty woman kid's about to get drowned in a sink, all right? It's like, but I had to change my clothes, too. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that's part of your break, all right?
Yeah. Jess is like, I mean, for fuck's sake, I'm working two jobs right now. I mean, I'm a stew. I'm still zooming in to host bingo night at that old folks' home, and... oddly enough, I'm actually still employed by Hooters. I just told Table 6 that I'd be right back with their order, and I've been out here on this boat since. But still, technically, that's three jobs, actually.
It's like, do you know how many jobs I'm doing mediocrely at the same time? Thanks. And then Jess is like, oh, I miss Laura.
Ooh, harsh.
That didn't take long. So Malia comes up to Pete. She's like, okay, you're going to help the girls with service, Pete. You good with that? And he's like, fucking A, brah.
Doing the girl's work. So Sandy is like really eager to get the toys out in the water. And she's like, okay, so tomorrow we're going to get the toys out like as soon as possible. Because I really want you guys to have the toys. And Roy is like, well, in Sweden, they say, hold your thumbs. So we're just going to hold our thumbs for this one. You just know Ulf is like, we actually don't say that. We just told Roy that so we can hold his thumb and look like an idiot quite often.
Now it's time for our yearly dad who doesn't see his children scene. It's Pete playing with a kid. And he goes, yeah. You know, holding kids is special. When my kid was born, I had bacterial meningitis, so I couldn't hold him for 6 weeks. And when I did hold him, I was so skinny, and he was just this little alien baby. And I'm not the guy who you'd think of as a father, but I'm still Pete. But you put a kid in front of my face, and it's on!
Now's the time for the latest blockbusters and award-winning movies with Now TV. Escape with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker and lose yourself in award winners like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Lion King. Whatever you fancy, a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass has you covered, all with no contract. Start your 7-day free trial today. Search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Picture this. Small businesses on eBay are
ploughing on,
boxing up goods and rolling them out,
shipping kettles,
instruments to kids,
art for walls,
treats to pets,
shorts for sunny weekends,
to brighten up one British home at a time.
Thousands of small businesses on eBay are helping to keep the nation going. They are individually brilliant, stronger as one. Buy, sell, eBay.
Different.
I like that, like, his first reflection is, man, when I finally got to touch that kid, I was so skinny.
Yeah,
it's not like it was such a magical moment. It's like, man, all my gains in the gym.
Yeah, totally.
Bursts.
It was all about his physique still. Oh, Pete.
Yeah.
So then they're talking about Kiko's pulling out a big octopus, and Jess is like, how do we even serve that? Do we use steak knives? And Hannah goes, that's for steak, honey. Your epaulets, honey. Come on now.
Yeah, where are your epaulets and where's your dress? She's like, they literally disappeared. Like, they are gone. You will never find them in this boat whatsoever. By the way, fish cutlery, is that the same as normal cutlery? Honey, fish cutlery, and normal cutlery. Okay, honey.
So Hannah's like, all right, you know what? I have to go look for your dress because I'm going to look like an idiot if your dress is somewhere and I haven't looked for it. All right.
Yeah, so she's down looking for that. And Sandy sees the table. She's like, oh, wow, this table, this is a beautiful, beautiful table. I can't wait for later in the season when I see the same table and I just get so furious about how simple it is. Wow.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Hitchells.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So the guests tell them they want to eat at 8:30. And so that's the plan, everybody. So then the captain's like, deck crew, captain, cereal lover. Okay, they asked for water sports. All right, we got it.
And dun, 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 the guests are already half an hour late.
And Kiko's like, I finally get my time perfect and on the guests making me wait. Fuck this bullshit, huh?
I drink a Fanta to feel better. So he gets a Fanta.
They get fat a little bit.
And the guests are finally out there like 45 minutes later or something like that. And the captain comes in, of course, to see what the chef's doing. And he's like, good, moqueca. And she's like, you know what? He did Brazilian on his first try, and that was amazing. But a chef needs to do all cuisines on his super yacht, right? It reminds me of Adam. You know, at first it was soup and salad. He had a learning curve. And then Captain Sandy came in and saved the day. And now look at him. Look at him.
But, whatever, like, if it's always new guests, is there anything wrong with doing the same dish? If a dish is really good, is there anything wrong with serving it again and again and again? Isn't that how restaurants work?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I have no real opinion on it, except that Captain Sandy is already, like, sticking her fingers in this one, too, you know?
Yeah. So at dinner, someone, Roy, who allegedly knows this guy Ulf, is like, hey, Roy, how did you get involved with Ace of Base? I say this as your good friend who apparently has never asked you this question before. So please tell us. And Ulf is like, well, this is a good question you ask here. Please don't hold your thumbs for a quick answer because I have a lot to say on this. So picture it. Sweden, 1942. My grandmother just got off boat. She was in a lake and she got off the boat. It was midsummer. And she said, I will have a grandson who will sing music one day. And then just like
he just goes and goes and goes and goes. And he's like, and you know, the second wave is the ones who was inspired by it. But inspired by us, I mean, there's Katy Perry, there's Lady Gaga. And it's like, oh, his ego might be a little inflated for the level of stardom he reached.
Because Hannah's like standing at attention during this entire Ace of Base monologue, which carries through multiple courses. And, it's like, and then, of course, there was Jimi Hendrix, who retrospectively was influenced by Ace of Base because science fiction wormholes send music through space-time 260s.
I finally went back to Las Vegas for the first time in a long time, and I was so touched that the Elvis Presley hologram finally thanked me for all I did for him.
It's like, okay, off.
And then there was, of course, Murphy Brown, who was the inspiration of all that she wants is another baby, is another baby. And we thought this is the perfect political statement to make right now.
So then Hannah's just bitching to Pete. She's like, oh, I need a fucking stewardess. I can't do a season like this. And he's like, oh, yeah, lady. I can't say that. Sorry, I'm Southern. Oh, yeah, I can't say anything that's not sexist. I'm just going to be quiet here and nod my head with a red face.
Yeah. So then Pete and Alex are, everyone's going into their bunks and stuff. Everyone's winding down, and Pete's like, so what do you think we're going to get for the new stew, bro? And Alex's like, I couldn't tell you. Oh, well, I hope that she's fun and hot, and she doesn't mind if I call her Sweetum Badge. Yeah, just made that one up. Sweetum
Badge. I hope
Badge.
Her name's Sweetheart just to piss off Malia, brah!
So the next day, everybody's getting up because it's work time, okay? And then the captain comes to the laundry room, and she's like, oh, my God, Jess, is this this laundry room? Come on. It can't look like that, all right? It was organized with Lara. And she's like, I know, because, like, laundry was her only job, so...
You know what? This is like looking at one of Hannah's tablescapes. It's just a total embarrassment. We gotta... I mean, look, is that a Hooters uniform down there? How'd that even get in here? And what? Bingo balls. What's happening here?
And Jess is like, oh, my God, I need a new stew, like, really quick. Like, I've been avoiding laundry my entire laundry career, okay? Like, you know those hotels, like, where they have a note that says, don't just hang your towel if you like the earth and want to be a decent person? I came up with that. So.
Yeah. My mom calls me lazy. I think I'm really smart. Well, I might be lazy and smart. I don't know.
Brinksmeyer. So.
Yeah, I read books. So Anchor. they're all leaving the dock. They're going out so that way they can put the toys out for this guest because they haven't been able to use the toys all charter long.
And Hannah's checking in with the kids. And Chuck, are you excited to get on kids? Anchor, anchor, shackle, shackle. Whoa, should it be one shackle? I think one shackle. More
two shackles.
Shackle, shackle.
Two shackles.
Half
this
a swell's shackle.
Terrible.
I'd love a quarter of a shackle.
Shackle, shackle, shackle. Now, why do they call it a swell? Because last time I checked, this is not swell at all. This is the opposite of swell, this swell. That's what I say. Huh?
So they get it down. Emily is like, nicely done, Pete. And he's like, thanks, sweet. Damn it. Never talking
thanks,
again.
Sweet and low, my favorite artificial sweetener that helped power my coffee that got me to put this slide down. Yeah, saved it.
So then Hannah's like feeding the kid a huge crab or something. What was she giving that kid? A croissant? A crab? I don't
know. She was stuffing some food right into that kid's face. Just, you know, doing the job of a stew and a nanny. Too bad this family didn't have a nanny. Oh, there she is. Just sitting there with her feet up on the tables, eyes closed, and enjoying life. Wow, so good for that nanny who's been employed to look after the children. Let me feed you some more. Roy Orbison the third.
Then we just get a quick cut of Kiko going, I don't get why I'm so happy today.
So, I don't get it either, Kiko. Why is he also, like, why is today he's happy? He's been happy this entire time.
I know. He's a serial killer, I'm telling you. There's something weird 100%.
There. So, the kids are, they get the toys out, and the kids are in life jackets. They're sitting on the pontoon, and, Pete and Malia are there with the kids, and Malia's basically saying how she's not ready for kids yet because she likes traveling too much with her boo. So there's that.
And then Hannah and Jess are – this is where Hannah goes to look for the dress. She's like, all right, I have to tell Sandy I've looked everywhere, so I'm going to go look for your dress. So she goes to her room, which is, of course, totally sloppy and gross. And she sees a pile of clothes on the bed, and she just looks through them, and she's like, oh, well, look at this. Here it is.
Are you fucking kidding me, Jess? Are you fucking kidding me? So she takes the dress to the galley and she's like, Jess, what's this? That looks like it's your hand around some fabric. No, what is the fabric? Not sure. It could be a cotton blend, maybe wool. No, what does this blend shape into? I can't tell you from that. Is that a pillowcase? I'm not sure.
She's okay. Like, where was that? She was in your top bunk. She goes, oh, in that pile of clothes. Because I guess it's solved now. Mystery solved.
You know, it's funny. My nickname as a kid was Messy Jesse, so I guess that pans out.
So Pete outside, he's like, all right, well, I guess we're going to go see what the Master and Commander wants.
Yeah, because the toys were out for like all of 20 minutes before it got choppy again and they had to go back to shore. So now the deck crew is really annoyed that they had to put everything back again.
Yeah, he's such an ass. So, swing to port, and now some docking drama.
Docking. Oh, it's a tiny slip. It's so close. Maneuvering. Wind, Ulf, in the wrong direction.
Ulf is like, she's going to get in that small space? Oh, it reminds me the first time I realized Lady Gaga stole my sound. I just didn't know what to think.
You know, it's like I told Shania Twain one time. Your music is beautiful, but it is all ours, so give it back.
So Malia does it perfectly, and Kiko gives the kid a big hug, and then it's time to meet on the dock and get some money.
Yeah.
So Hannah's talking to Sandy, and she's like, oh, God, this has been real hard with only two girls, all right? And the guy basically is like, hey, the kids loved you. Here's a tip. This should reflect how much we loved it. Roy Orbison, Ace of Base. Do not forget, everybody.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Baby, here's our tip.
So Justin and Rob are making the bed.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you guys like have to work after this? Like, do you have a lot to do? And he's like,
oh, all we've got to do is clean the entire boat.
Yeah, so. I'll be taking care of business, TCB. I'm going to get that tattooed somewhere, TCB. In fact, I might say, taking care of business, yo. So maybe we'll say TCBY.
I love that? Froyo. I love a good Froyo.
Taking care of business, yogurt.
She's like, do you have any tattoos? And he's like, a little one for my mom, because I'm a mama's boy. She's like, oh, Briggsmeyer, take it. You need it.
Yeah.
So then it's tip meeting with champagne, and the captain's like, well done. I just want everybody to notice how nice I'm being to Hannah, because it's all going downhill next week, okay? So well done, Hannah. You managed through. I know it hasn't been easy. We've been challenged. I mean, weather, picnic, douchebags. I'm looking at you, douchebag, all right?
But children, missing dresses, epaulets, all that stuff.
Yep. But you know what? We're down at cruise, so we get more money, and they get 21 grand for 2 days, which is badass.
It's badass, but I was also thinking about it. So each person gets like 18, basically 1850 per person. But that's like 2.5 days. Like, that's, what is that? That's like 60 hours. I guess that's about $30 per hour. Okay. I was going to say, I bet if you really do the math, per hour math, it's like $3 per hour. But actually, it's,
yeah,
but
that's being
out.
Tipped $30 an hour. Like, that's true. Crazy. So she's like, all right, before we toast, God, I love toast. I have some news, all right? Now, since we've been down, we've worked very hard, but it just so happens that someone that Malia and Hannah have both worked with is available. And Hannah looks directly into the camera. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Let's just say, I wouldn't say she's a bee. Well, a bee in Hannah's bonnet, more of a bug in the bonnet. See what I'm getting at there? Let's just say I can imagine her getting married to Annette Bening in the movie version of her. Anyone? All right, let's try it again. I can imagine if she were a car, she might be a Volkswagen, sort of. Get it? Anyone? Or did we have any traction on this? Anyone here? No?
She's a bunny being chased by a little bald man in the woods, and it is... Okay, it's Bugsy. It's Bugsy, everybody.
All right, Norton Antivirus has just looked her up and found her and has eradicated her. See where I'm going
it's
with
Bugsy.
That one?
It's Bugsy, everyone. You know what, Hannah? Come on. She's amazing. Come on, let's toast to that, everybody. She's amazing. And Alex is like, Hannah, you don't look happy. She's like, it's a good thing, Hannah. Come on, cheers, Hannah. Cheers.
Hannah, we always know that you do so well when we put someone who is actually a chief stew under you. And we know you really respond well to that. So we're excited for you. And she's like, honey, 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 honey.
Yeah, she goes off honeying under her breath. And so Kiko's like, who's these bugs? And Malia's like, she is super cool. Like, really like her. Then she tells us that since leaving the last boat, they really have gotten so close. Like, she even knows her family. And she's like, that she and Hannah, not really the best of friends.
Yeah. So, Sandy's like, Hannah, you should be relieved. I mean, she's great at table settings, and we know that that's something that you just can't do for shit. So, you know, I just, you know, you just focus on making me cereal. We'll let Bugsy do everything that she needs to do, and it'll be great.
Santa's like, no, 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 no. And then down, everyone's like dispersing, and the captain's like, why can't anything be easy ever?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, and she tells the crew, she's like, guess what? You guys, it's like the men's warehouse. You're going to love Bugsy, okay? You're going to love the way you feel around Bugsy, all right?
Bugs. And Kiko goes, Boozy? They're like, no, Bugsy. Oh, it's just like that Boozy. This is our new chief stew, Boozy.
Boozy.
So Hannah just goes out to lie on the dock, and she's like, yeah. This is just cruel. This is just cruel, honey.
I'm just going to lie down here on the cement and then hope that someone just runs me over. Some provisioner just kill me right now. I'm just going to lie down right here like a lady on the train tracks.
So later, they're doing laundry, laundry. So Jess is talking about how she likes, what's his buzz? Get it? Rob. She's like, he's cute. Like, I've been trying to ask him if he has a girlfriend. Like, I'm hinting around. And Hannah goes, you know what you should do? You should ask him. That's what you do. You should ask. You just ask. She's like, I'm intrigued.
He said that he wrote down the answer, actually, but I just can't find where he put it. Have you looked inside that pile of clothing on your bed? Oh, no. Did not think about that.
Mm-hmm. So in the van, they're all going out now. So in the van, Hannah asks Alex, what's your take on Rob? You know, the big zombie looking one. The big dead kind of zombie one. He doesn't really talk, just mutters. You know that? You know who I'm talking about, right? He's like, yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah. And Malia's like, because Hannah's basically saying that Jess has a crush on him. And Malia's like, you know, Rob is deep and has a couple of different layers, and Jess is deep probably in places like her elbow, maybe.
She's like, I meant in her heart. So then they're all at the club and stuff, and Pete comes over and kisses Malia on the head. It's like, oh, God. It's like the never learner over there. So yes. Then Rob is like, you know what? I'm tired of speaking and not being, you know, not... What did he say? Not being heard. I wrote
That's
heart.
Funny. I like that. What did he say? He's like, I'm tired of speaking and not being... What?
Literally
what
did not listen to him.
Heard. What? Heard. He said he's tired of speaking from his heart. No, I'm tired of speaking and not being heard.
So he's like a big baby. I don't even know what he's going on.
Well, he's
about.
Being emo. He's being emo. And Jess is like, you're hard. And he's like, I'm really irritated. Why? Because I have a lot to give. I have a lot to say. But people don't understand when I say it.
Talk louder. Talk louder, sir.
Why did the chicken cross the road? You'll have to ask the chicken. I am not the chicken's surrogate.
Mm-hmm. But be sure to look both ways before you follow it off, or you'll get hit.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You should go to the people. That's what. There's one on the door. Thank you.
Get a ring, stupid.
So Jess is like, oh my God, it's nice to have a guy who's not staring at my tits, but instead he's trying to get into my mind.
It's echoey in here. So Kiko is like,
it's just a roundabout way to your boobs. Like, let's yeah. Face facts here, okay?
Yeah, seriously. So Kiko is talking. He's like, he's watching Pete at the club. He's like, Pete is this kind of guy. He's trying to have sex with any girl. And you just see Pete just grinding on. You don't. It's hard to even discern who he's grinding on. I think at one point he's like maybe hitting on a plant.
Yeah, he's literally hitting on everybody in there. He's just going from person to person. It's like he's trying to get you to vote for Ashton. Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a Bernie supporter at a farmer's market.
By the way, vote for Bernie if we get the chance.
Ronnie, by the way, Ronnie is a Bernie supporter, so we're in a safe space.
Yeah, I'm a Bernie bra. So Alex is like, we're trying to find us some mamacitas, all right? The only Spanish I know is tano tano, mommy. That means I love you, mom, I think.
The only Spanish I know is Tom Brady forever, TB12. Which I think means Tom Brady forever, TB12.
So Malia's talking to Hannah, and she's like, you know that Bugsy coming doesn't have to change you and I. I mean, it's totally going to. It's going to be so fun. But it doesn't have to change us. You know that, right, Hannah?
Hannah's like, well, obviously it was a shock to hear it.
but she's a good second steel otherwise, and we don't have to be best friends, but the ball is in her court, and when she hits it back over to my court, I'm just going to throw it into the stands and say, your fault, bye.
I'm going to choke her with that ball. Do you understand? So they all drive back in the van, and Hannah's like, wow, there was a lot going on over there. Emily is like, yeah, everyone's getting pretty casual.
Yeah, they're all debating who's going to make the first move. Is it going to be Rob or is it going to be Jess? And Alex is like, you know what? I've never seen Jess hook up with another crew member before. Okay, you know, and Rob has a girlfriend, so this isn't going to happen. Okay, and you know, Rob, Jess doesn't. Jess, all Jess wants is for Rob to prove that he's a man, and you know, she's not going to make the first move. I know this about her. Okay, also, she'll probably say something like 63 because she would say that a lot. Be 63.
And Alex is like, yeah, she ain't going to make the first move. And so Hannah goes, yeah, even when he's sitting right next to her, telling her how much he respects her. And then it cuts to the van. He's like, I respect you so much. I'm here for your mind. Only your mind.
I'm getting inside your mind. And I'm seeing lots of things in here. I see emojis and Zap Chancery font and a bingo cage. It's strange in here, actually. I think I'm going to leave. Thank you very much for having me.
So they get back on the boat, and he's like, you're more than welcome in my room if you'd like. And she's like, I'll snuggle a bit. Hey, why don't you keep the top bunk? Because you're the taller one. He's like,
out of respect for the chef, is that hot? I respect authority. Shall we talk about books naked in bed? Let's do it.
I got into the chef's brain, actually, and it was terrifying. Don't trust anything he says. He killed a lobster today.
They start making out, and Kiko pokes his head in the room. He's like, oh my god, they're kissing! They're kissing! Freaking out outside the door.
Yeah, so he actually goes and sleeps in Jess's bed. And then, like, the next morning... it's not the next morning, but still in the middle of the night. So Rob and Jess are spooning, and Rob goes, thanks for sleeping with me. And she goes, huh? I didn't mean sleeping with me in that way. Huh? Never mind. Yeah, okay, good night.
I'm never heard. So then Alex and Pete's bunk. It's just Pete going, I'm going to puke, bruh. So then the deck crew, main deck aft. So Rob is like, wow, I didn't expect this to happen at all. I've never hooked up with anyone on a vessel before.
I'm not sure what to do. Thankfully, I can always pass the time by cracking jokes. What did the penny say to the quarter?
What?
You are 25 cents more expensive than me. Ha.
Ha. So Alex is updating Malia on the gossip. He's like, maybe he's a little late because he woke up with the... Oh, no, she says, has anybody seen... what's his buns? Rob. And he's like, yeah, I'll bet Jess did. Because they woke up together. What? And she's like, does Rob have a girlfriend? Okay, anyway, everybody, wash down, waterline scrub, wash the tender. And it just shows Pete being all mad. He's all red-faced.
Yeah. And then Hannah's like in her bed watching Australian self-help. You just hear, she's like watching some seminar, which is like the best. And you just hear this lady saying like, this is a class for those who want to understand the experiences that have helped me become an effective leader.
It's important to surround yourself with a team of trust. Yeah. Bugsy. Yeah, just like Bugsy. Yeah. Surround yourself with Bugsies. That's what you need. And Malia's going to check on her, but she hears the lecture, and she's like, she can't walk away. She's like, what the fuck is going on in there?
Step 5, always use soap. Soap makes you clean. People like clean people. You'll motivate people if you use soap. Thank you very much.
Malia's like, you know, I just don't really know how Hannah feels about bugs coming. Just kidding. It's going to suck. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. So then Hannah's like hanging out with Jess and asking her about like Rob and their hookup, and she's like, so honey, how big is it? Basically. And Jess like, I don't even know how big it is. She's like, you didn't feel it, honey? You didn't even feel it? I mean, I've got a self-help seminar right here that can help you be more assertive in situations if you need it.
It says, surround yourself with people with big ones
All right, honey, I learned that from my self-help seminar. She goes, honey, you didn't even feel it in the same bunk? That's probably not a good sign, honey.
So Jessica's basically, she's excited and nervous about the situation. And she's like, let's just hope it doesn't get awkward.
And then she's like, it will when Bugs gets here. And it's raining outside and there's a storm. And Bugsy is dressed like a storm, which is so funny. Like the pattern on her outfit looks just like a really bad day.
Yeah, it's like you can almost hear on the wind, like, if I were thirsty.
The call of the Bugsy siren.
I were thirsty.
Everybody just starts walking overboard.
And Anna's like, Anna tells Jess, like, yeah, she was pretty bad with me. And I'm like, I don't seem to remember. I mean, I know that they didn't get along, but it was like, we just got through Lara. I feel like Bugsy, like, there was like an episode where she's like, if I were James to you, but I was like, is it like compared to Lara? I feel like Bugsy's got to be a walk in the park.
Well, she did stuff behind her back the whole season. like she talked about her behind her back. And then it was the final episode when she's like, you suck at your job, basically. And she's thanks.
And I seem to remember a pretty vicious reunion that happened. Like, I think there was definitely like, I seem to remember Bugsy being supremely uncomfortable at the reunion and being like, well, if I were chief steve of the reunion, I'd probably leave right now.
Yeah, so Bugsy's here, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, I think, I'm excited to see how this works out.
Well, we will be back with that next week. In the meantime, go get some face masks over at crapandsmerch.com. Support small businesses. And be kind to each other. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and why Chernobyl got everyone talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on the Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.